And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Hezbollah launched a ballistic missile at Tel Aviv early Wednesday. This is further escalation after Israel carried out strikes on Lebanon that killed hundreds of people, and Hezbollah fired rockets deeper into Israel. Air raid sirens in Tel Aviv sounded. In central Israel, so far there were no reports of casualties or damage. CBS News correspondent Chris Livsay has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the Lebanese people that Hezbollah leader Nassan Nasrallah was leading you to the brink of the abyss and warned that anyone hiding a rocket in his garage will not have a home.
A number of Gulf Coast states are bracing for severe weather as Tropical Storm Helene makes a move. WSB's Michelle Wright reports.
As Helene continues to gain strength in the Gulf of Mexico, Georgia power officials are preparing for how it's going to affect us here in North Georgia later on in the week. Spokesperson Matthew Kent tells me right now they're making sure their smart grid and self-healing grid systems are ready to go.
That is the first line of defense against any damage that we may have.
Along with having workers on standby.
Our linemen are staging at headquarters right now because we're not sure of the exact path of the hurricane as it moves through Georgia.
Kent tells me Georgia Power Storm Center is set to open on Wednesday. Michelle Wright for CBS News Atlanta.
The leader of a nonprofit has done something rare, filing citizens' criminal charge against former President Donald Trump and his running mate. CBS's Matt Piper explains.
The Haitian Bridge Alliance is filing criminal charges against Donald Trump and J.D. Vance over the chaos and threats following their false claims about immigrants in Ohio eating pets. The nonprofit is taking advantage of an Ohio law that allows private citizens to file criminal charges. Trump and Vance face several charges, including disrupting public services and aggravated menacing. Dozens of bomb threats have been leveled against Springfield buildings and schools.
Lawmakers are questioning the maker of Ozempic and Wegovy, charging much higher prices in America than in other countries. Senator Bernie Sanders said if you can make it affordable, the drug can save lives.
What we are dealing with today is not just an issue of economics. It is not just an issue of corporate greed. It is a profound moral issue.
A federal judge in Houston, Texas, said he will sign an order approving the sale of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' InfoWars entire media platform. That money and all of its assets will go to the relatives of the victims of the Sandy Hook elementary school shooting. The families won nearly $1.5 billion in defamation and emotional distress lawsuits. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Law Library will have a new name. The state's high court and the director of state courts announced it'll be dedicated to Lavinia Goodell. She was Wisconsin's first woman to become a lawyer. In 1874, she overcame barriers to practice law and worked to open the doors to other women. Currently, the library is named after former conservative justice David Prosser. That was a controversial move in 2016, in part because Prosser put his hands on the neck of a fellow female justice and claimed self-defense. He was recommended to be found guilty of ethics violations, but justices recused themselves, so the charges went nowhere. Brett Favre revealed Tuesday that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The revelation came while Favre was testifying in front of Congress over a controversy that started in 2020, where he was accused of misusing funds intended to help low-income families. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A potential playoff preview looms this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the third seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. Manager Pat Murphy said the Pirates got off to a good start.
Pirates hit some balls really hard today. In the first, like, four innings, they had, like, 12 hard contacts, and we had, like, two. But, you know, we grinded out at bats, and got some hits when we needed to. Willie got some big hits.
The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won two in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement Thursday morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight. Our winds will be light and temperatures by dawn will dip into the middle 40s. For your Wednesday, sunny skies across the area, highs in the mid-70s, sunshine in upper 70s Thursday. Right now, it's 48.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be discussing a piece of transformative legislation newly introduced that is going to save the middle class. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha, Wisconsin. You can always join us, call or text, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before we get to our next guest, it is that time to go for the green or gold, our statewide text to win contest. Grab your phone, go to your Civic Media app right now, and text the word radio, R-A-D-I-O. Text the word radio on the Civic Media app, and you are in the running this hour for either $100 in cash, possibly gold jewelry. Everyone in the running for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. So you have until noon to text the word radio, R-A-D-I-O, via the Civic Media app. For the chance at all those prizes, we play this contest every day. We're wrapping it up on Friday. We play every day, though, at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. The word this hour is radio, R-A-D-I-O. Good luck. Very excited to have our next guest joining us again. She's with Democrats Abroad. Kristen Wolf is here. Good morning, Kristen. Thank you so very much for joining us. How are you?
Well, I'm great, and thank you so much for having me. It's great to be back.
Wonderful to see you. So much to talk about. There have been some breaking news items that we really wanted to talk to you about, including what happened last Friday in Montana. Kristen, I'm not sure if you're familiar with this story. This is from the Daily Interlake in Montana by Heidi Desch. When Max Hemsel opened his electronic ballot on Friday, he was dismayed to see Kamala Harris was missing from his list of options. He's voting absentee electronically while living abroad. Under his options to vote for president, only Donald Trump and Bob Kennedy Jr. were listed. Missing was Democrat Kamala Harris. Election officials were notified of that error shortly after. And then shortly after it went live last Friday, they did shut it down and apparently rectified the problems. But that's really concerning. It seems like a massive glaring oversight.
I think there needs to be some investigation as to what actually happened, because they're blaming it on a consultant. That's not good enough. This is a ballot that has to go out under federal law by the 21st of September. They knew it was coming. Somebody just had to look and see what was on that ballot. So it's just shocking. I'm glad that they fixed it, but they've got some explaining to do.
Yeah, that seems like an awfully big oopsie.
I'd say. I mean, just look.
there's three candidates. Let's just put two. It's fine. It's fine. No one will notice that.
Meanwhile, Bob Kennedy's like, just take my name off. Take my name off.
Am I off or am I on? I'm not sure. I'm confused.
Well, the good news is that we've got a really tight network out here around the world, and it kicked off in our group chat that this had happened. So people were aware of it, and they are on alert that if it happens anywhere else, they're ready to look out for it. So we're ready.
Kristen, how many people do vote who live abroad? Do we have an approximate number?
Well, we know that there are somewhere between 7 and 9 million of us out here, and the percentage of the people who vote in every election is a little bit uncertain. We don't actually have concrete figures because we don't get counted in the same way as other voters. But that said, we think that the number is somewhere upwards of around 2 million of us. And in certain states like Wisconsin, we know that there are 25,000 of us. And that alone is represented about 3/4 of the vote that Joe Biden won in 2020. So you know what? We are out here and our vote matters. And that's why we're here trying to get the word out for people to register as an overseas voter, not as a normal absentee ballot voter.
So I'm assuming this is a much different process to register for this.
That's right. It is. The process is you go out, you can go through our nonpartisan votefromabroad.org website, and then you register for your ballot via that website, but you have to check that you are an overseas or military voter. And that gives you certain protections under a federal law called the Uniformed Overseas Civilian Absentee Voting Act, or UOCAVA for short. And when you do that, you are guaranteed that your ballot, first off, had to come out by the 21st of September. And we know that there was at least one other state that sent their ballot out late. So again, that's also a question mark as to why that happened. But nonetheless, we get our ballots. You can request your ballot by email. And then you are then governed by state law as to how you have to get that ballot back. But that's why we're given more time as overseas voters, because the process to get the ballots back can take longer.
If you're just joining us, Kristen Wolf is our guest. She's the chair of Democrats Abroad based in the UK. So glad to have you back, Kristen. It's been a few months. Another thing I wanted to make sure that you're aware of, the former president has opinions on this. On his platform, Truth Social, here's what he said, quote, "The Democrats are talking about how they're working so hard to get millions of votes from Americans living overseas. Actually, they're getting ready to cheat. They are going to use UOCAVA, which you just mentioned, Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act, to get ballots, a program that emails ballots overseas without any citizenship check or verification of identity whatsoever, foreign interference, question mark. They want to dilute the true vote of our beautiful military and their families. Republicans must act to stop them from stealing our military votes. Remember, all caps, if you vote illegally, you're going to jail," unquote. How many, really, there's no verification, there's no registration, just anybody overseas can do this and vote in our presidential election?
It's utterly absurd what he put out there, other than we are working hard to get the vote, because that we are doing.
That's accurate.
But you know, that's the only part of it, but then it gets all confused thereafter. So, you know, frankly, it shows just yet another profound lack of understanding by the former president of how our voting system works. But let me start with the basics, which is as an overseas voter, you have to provide either the last four digits of your Social Security number when you register to vote, or your passport number, a partial number that then is checked by your local election official back in the state where you're voting. So we have to register every single election cycle to show that we are still an overseas voter, and every single time they check it out. And in fact, I can say that even my own son, shocking as it is that as the chair of Democrats Abroad UK, my own son made an error in registering and his got kicked back. So the system works, and we should all have confidence in that system. But, you know, I think the other thing, too, and by the way, I will say that votefromabroad.org, it's nonpartisan, and, you know, anybody can go out there. And I think what Donald Trump doesn't quite get is that there are Republicans out here living around the world, too, and they do vote. The guy just doesn't quite grasp that, you know, he's got to put forward a platform and, you know, be a nominee that people actually want to vote for. And I think that that's a different different problem. But the really important thing too here is a lot of people, you know, and he raised it in the tweet, is, you know, they're asking, why should you be able to vote? You don't live here anymore. And I want to just answer that question if I can, because we can vote. You know, we pay our taxes just like everybody else. And Uncle Sam follows us over here, and we have to pay those taxes. And, you know, I'm sitting here right now in merry old England, and we all know what happened the last time there was taxation without representation. So this is a really important point. But the other thing, too, is, you know, again, I referenced my son earlier. I actually have two sons. My sons, when they turned 18, had to register with the Selective Service, even though they have not lived in the United States since they were 4 and 7. And, you know, they are fulfilling their obligations as a citizen of the United States in every capacity. They actually also do pay their taxes as well. And, you know, at any moment, they can be called upon to serve and represent our country in the military overseas. And yet we have people out there who think that they should not have the constitutional right to be able to vote for the candidates who are out there making the decisions about their future. So I just wanted to clear that up as best as I can, because, you know, our citizenship obligations don't leave us, nor does the government's obligation to us as citizens.
You know, Chris, well, first of all, Kristen, welcome back. We're very happy to have you on the show again. And I want to say that your organization is listening to our show, because I was doing a show, Jane, while you were on vacation, and someone you work with said, tell them about Democrats abroad. Tell them about them being able to register to vote when they're living overseas. And I'm like, I will do that. But I think this goes to a bigger point. Like, you know, we can have disagreements on healthcare access. We can have disagreements on guns. We shouldn't have disagreements on voting and voting access. And something you said, and Jane, you said as well, he has supporters overseas. And I don't know if what he's saying is going to discourage them from voting. And I don't know how they feel about being told, oh, if I'm voting overseas, I'm cheating. So it doesn't help to discourage the whole process. And also, what he's doing over what he's saying about voting overseas, he's doing the same thing here. He's saying early voting is theft, drop boxes are theft. He's saying everything that isn't on the day, ballot, pencil in hand, drop into the box, get your little sticker, is theft. Because we also know, as you were saying, Kristen, and Matt from Germantown has told us, this is a highly regulated process.
Yes.
The error, there is room for error. It happens. You can't say it never happens, and you can't say fraud never happens, but it happens to such a small degree that to say that it's all theft is ridiculous.
And can I even just add to that, as our overseas ballots, I mean, I have mine from Wisconsin. Again, we are governed by the states that we last resided in. And I will say that our ballots, going back to Wisconsin, as an example, we have to have a witness actually sign a certificate saying that we are who we say we are. And that witness has to include their address. So if there is ever a desire to verify whether or not it was the actual voter, all of that information has to be recorded. But I also just wanted to just add as well, you know, Donald Trump, he seems to forget that it was Ronald Reagan who was the one who put this law into place and signed it. So, you know, I mean, not only does he not know voting rights, he doesn't know history either.
That's a really long list of things he does not know.
There's a new segment.
Oh, boy. Kristen Wolf is our guest from Democrats Abroad. We're going to continue the conversation. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast and global Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show, call, text, leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Come for the conversation, stay for the chair dancing. Very excited to have our guest with us from the UK. Kristen Wolf is the chair of Democrats Abroad UK, and we're talking about if you are an American citizen living overseas, you have the right to vote in the elections. You don't just have to be a member of the military. Kristen, before we went to break, I did read a portion of something that Donald Trump posted on his Truth Social, essentially saying that, yeah, people can request to get a ballot and then they just mail it to people overseas. No citizenship check, no verification of ID whatsoever. That's a lie. There are numerous checks and balances involved in this, correct?
That is absolutely correct. You cannot just fill out an application and get your ballot. No, it doesn't work that way. We have to register with our local election official in the state that we last resided in, and then they do checks on our Social Security numbers and or on our passport. We have to provide one or the other. And again, if there's any defect in the registration process, it gets rejected, as I know firsthand from my own family's experience.
On following up that question, Kristen, so anyone who might be listening overseas or going overseas or advising, what is the process from start to finish? Are you looking at a few weeks, a couple months? Do you want to make sure you carve out enough time to do this so you're not left without being able to cast your vote? In a normal version of this.
Right. Well, let me start by saying that you must go out and request your overseas ballot. You can do that from votefromabroad.org, and you fill in the form. It's just very intuitive. It'll walk you right through the process, and it breaks it down for people from every single state in the country. So, and it will take it right on down to your local election official in whatever local election district you vote in. So there's all the information you need, but you need to make sure that you request that you are an overseas or civilian military or overseas civilian voter. Then you need to request that email or that ballot, excuse me, by email. And when you do that, the local election official will check it all the, you know, check out all the information, and then they will send you your election ballot. The federal election ballots have already come out. So they have were supposed to be out on the 21st of September, but that doesn't mean it's too late to register. It is not. And so you want to make sure that you do it as soon as possible, because the tricky bit comes when you try to return the ballot. So you right. have to fill out the ballot, mm-hmm. you have to follow all the instructions and get it back in time. And you have to follow the rules of your state. Some states allow you to email it back. Other states require you to print it out and mail it back.
And I think it's important, again, to remind folks, there are numbers on these ballots. They don't just print out a whole bunch of ballots and send them out willy-nilly with no way of tracking where they're going and who they're going to. That's not how it works.
That's right. And in fact, every single ballot has to be initialed by the local election official. They know who they're sending these ballots out to, and then they wait for them to come back. And in fact, I have spoken with my own local election official in Franklin, Wisconsin, on multiple occasions, trying to sort through some of the questions that I had in this process. So they are on top of it. They know what needs to be done. They are extremely helpful. And can I just make a pitch for anyone who has a student living abroad, doing a study abroad program, which we get a lot of students coming over. And, you know, oftentimes mom and dad think, oh, I'll just get the ballot, I'll mail it to them wherever they're living, somewhere around the world, and then hope it gets to the kid in time, and then the kid gets it back in time. Please don't do that. Please use the overseas ballot process, because they'll get it by email, and the instructions are really clear on what they need to do next.
We're going to put the link in our show notes after the show is over. It's votefromabroad.org. And as you said, Kristen, this is a nonpartisan voter registration portal. So please take advantage of it. And as you said, too, I think that's a really good point. Mom and dad, if your child is currently going to school overseas or traveling overseas or whatever, send them to that website, votefromabroad.org, to make sure and do it soon.
Yes.
Because what, we're 42 days away now from the election, so it's going to come up really quick.
Yeah.
And can I just say, yeah. can I just say, though, that there is still one opportunity if somebody gets here and discovers that they still can't do it. There is the federal law. Also, if you register as a federal vote or overseas absentee ballot voter, the federal law also allows you to have a federal write-in ballot if your ballot never arrives.
Oh.
So there are extra protections in doing this. So it's really important. But can I also just throw in one other thing? You talked in the last segment about some of the things that have been happening with overseas ballot voting and some of the challenges that we've got. But, you know, what we're also seeing all around the country, including in Wisconsin, is referenda on the eligibility for people to vote. And there is, you know, this subtle change, certainly in the Wisconsin Constitution,
yes.
That is being proposed right now, that says that you only can reside in a particular district if you are going to vote in a national election. That is a complete violation of the UOCAVA law. And, you know, we're looking into what we can do to challenge that. But it would make it so much easier if anyone listening to this or in any other state that has a similar referendum on the ballot, please vote no, because they are trying to stop the overseas vote. And that is, it's in violation of the law, and it's just un-American, frankly.
And their supporters live there too again. I just can't get over this.
And, you know, we were with a bunch of Republicans last night. I mean, and you know, I have to say that when you're out of the United States, believe it or not, we can engage in civil discourse when it comes to politics. So we had members last night going out with a member of Republicans overseas over a pint. And that's how it's a good way to resolve differences. And believe it or not, people, it is still possible to do it. We just have to get back to that with, you know, the right candidates in office who are going to unite us as a country rather than divide us.
We can agree to disagree and actually get things done for this country and for our neighbors. Kristen Wolf is the chair of Democrats Abroad in the UK. Thank you so much for joining us, Kristen. Go to votefromabroad.org. We'll get that in the show notes. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so very, very much.
Thank you. It's been great talking with you.
News is coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief, the latest strikes by Israel killed a top Hezbollah commander. Lebanon says Israel has killed over 550 people so far. What may happen next, though, is concerning, says CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Taya.
The fear now is it could drag Hezbollah's main backer, Iran, and Israel's closest ally, the United States, into a regional war that has the potential of being more devastating and far deadlier than what we've seen so far.
Despite questions raised over trial issues, the execution of Marcellus Williams was carried out. Corrections spokesperson Karen Pojeman with the announcement.
The order was given to proceed with the lawful execution. At 6:01 p.m., the lethal injection of pentobarbital was administered. At 6:03 p.m., the five-minute timer was set. At 6:10 p.m., Marcellus Williams was pronounced dead.
Florida braces for Tropical Storm Helene churning in the Caribbean. Governor DeSantis has expanded a state of emergency to 61 counties, but not the entire.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's public parks got a D grade for their infrastructure. The American Society of Civil Engineers puts out these reports every year. It notes that Wisconsin's state and local parks need updating, and paying for those would be tough. State parks here have some of the lowest funding in the country. Get this, people in Oshkosh are smelling something funny, and nobody quite knows what it is. Here's Lisa Hale.
Something smells fishy in Oshkosh. Well, maybe not fishy, but definitely unpleasant, unwanted, and sour. Residents on the south side of the city around Oregon and Michigan streets near 7th, 8th, and 9th Avenues are noticing a foul, sour smell permeating buildings. The director of Public Works, James Rabe, says they haven't been able to nail down the source. He's encouraging people who smell the odor to contact Public Works as they try to track it down.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. All of Batman's tangential characters do well with spinoffs. Case in point, HBO saw some big numbers for the premiere of The Penguin. Variety is reporting 5.3 million viewers in the first 4 days since being released. That is the most amount of eyes on a Max show since the premiere of The Last of Us 18 months ago. The show stars Colin Farrell as the title character. In a million years, you'd never recognize him. The story picks up a week after the events of 2022's The Batman, where mob kingpin Carmine Falcone dies and director Matt Reeves says the story will mesh with Batman 3, which he says is all part of his epic crime saga. Speaking of Farrell, the actress says playing the role of the Penguin takes him to some pretty dark places. How dark? The actress says some days after filming, he just sits and watches Pixar movies. To help shake the darkness after long days of shooting, Farrell says he improves his mood by watching the Toy Story films for something light and beautiful. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight. Our winds will be light, and temperatures by dawn will dip into the middle 40s. For your Wednesday, sunny skies across the area, highs in the mid-70s, sunshine in upper 70s Thursday. Currently 46 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why, because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by legendary performer Charo, Jesse March from the Festival Theater in St. Croix, and King of Queens writer, executive producer Rock Rubin joins to discuss the show's legacy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us, call or text, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up at 11:51, we end the show every day with the segment, This Shouldn't Be a Thing. If you ever have a thing that should not be a thing, send it in to janesays@civicmedia.us, JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing has to do with our friend Jabba the Musk. It's pretty interesting. Oh, there he is, by the way. If you haven't seen it,
we need intro music.
We do. If you're watching on the live stream, you can see the new Matt Nair on Air mascot, courtesy of Scott from Shorewood. He and his friend made a compilation of Jabba the Hutt and Elon Musk with Elon's Musk head on it. And after voting, after massive voting that was not rigged,
no,
all the votes were completely legitimate and they were double checked and with checks and balances. Jabba the Musk is the name for the mascot.
I mean, there were a lot of ballots in the 2020 election. He won by like 10 million votes, I think it was, Joe Biden did.
Uh-huh.
Jabba the Musk won by 10 million and one votes. It was close. It was very close. It was also just heartwarming to see democracy in action.
Absolutely. Don't forget, you have until noon to text the word via your Civic Media app, radio, R-A-D-I-O. Radio is the word this hour as we go for the Greener Gold statewide text to win contest. You could win this hour either $100 in cash, possibly gold jewelry. Everyone will be in the running for a pair of indoor club level tickets to watch the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Text the word radio, R-A-D-I-O. You have until noon. Todd Alba will have the next word in the 1 o'clock hour, and then Dom Salvia from 4. He's on from 4 to 6. He'll have the word in the 4 o'clock hour. I stumbled on this morning when we were doing prep, Greg and I, before we got on the air this morning. There's an article from Claire Reed in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and here's the headline that just made Greg go, what? The Pickler is planning several large indoor pickleball clubs for the Milwaukee and Madison areas. Pickleball is really, really popular. And now, Greg, it appears they are going to corporatize pickleball.
Wait, it's the Pickler.
The Pickler.
Pickler.
The Pickler franchise.
So, you know, folks, how when you see an app on your phone and it's like, you know, they don't have that last E on there, and they just put an R to make it look cool.
Yeah.
That's what this place is. The Pickler.
It's P-I-C-K-L-R.
Yeah.
The Pickler franchise.
Yeah. Boy, so exciting.
They're going to bring at least 8 The Pickler locations to Wisconsin, including Milwaukee, Madison, and Northeast Wisconsin. No leases have been signed yet in the Milwaukee area. The Pickler corporate offices, Greg, along with local real estate teams, are providing support to help identify the best locations for the Pickler facilities to fill the need for the huge demand for pickleball.
Would you say the real estate for this company, they want the best deal possible?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Pun! Okay, so I want to say something really quick.
Go right ahead.
I do not dislike, hate, or admonish pickleball, the entity, the sport, the thing. It gets people out,
yep,
athletic,
yep,
getting the good cardio, making friends, connecting with people. Like, I am all about the pickleball as a community activity.
Sure.
But this here just drives me pickles.
What is it about this in particular that is making you cray cray?
If it was, okay, so here's the thing is, if it was just like a mom and pop thing, like we have this empty warehouse, we're going to build some pickleball courts indoors so you can play year round. We'll have fun. We'll do tournaments. That's one thing. But this all has the sheen of corporatism that really bothers me. Like, the people in charge of this probably don't care about pickleball, and they're going to talk to you about their vision and their synergy about how they bring pickleball to the people to give them an experience that's unmatched
in pickleballing.
Yes, and it makes it seem so unfun to me. I know I shop at places that are corporations. I have Amazon on my phone. I'm a walking contradiction and nothing but 6 foot two of hypocrisy. But this right here is just hits me in all the bad places. I don't.
Well, you knew someone, again, it has grown so much in popularity in just the last 5 years.
Yes.
You knew somebody was going to jump in and say, I can make money off this.
I think if it was just even called, like, I don't know, just pickle balls or something.
Pickle ink?
Pickle. No, no, no.
Why?
It's just the pickler without, it's the without the E that really, because it's like any, remember when Motley Crue, it'll make this connect, I promise you.
Okay.
Remember when Motley Crue came out and they were the coolest hard rock band around?
Yes.
And then you're like, yeah, there can't be any better. And they're like, well, here's Poison. You're like, oh, okay. They're not as the bad boy, but they're still rocking. And then they're like, here's the band Trickster. And you're like, oh, it just goes down and down and down till we have a corporation and like, we're gonna get the people with pickler. Stay with me. This is amazing. We're gonna take out the E and we're gonna add the fun. I just can't handle this.
You know, there were many meetings on what to call it.
Oh, there should have been one more meeting to shut it down.
I'm sure there were many brainstorming sessions. What do we want to call it? Pickler with no E. It's gonna be huge. It's gonna be huge. Calvin?
Well, shout out my high school phys ed teacher. We played racket sports a lot in gym class. We played badminton. We played racquetball, and we played pickleball.
You did?
Yeah, and this was almost 8 years ago at this point. So it was weird when pickleball started to like take off. I'm like, that silly game we played in gym class?
But I love that. I love that, Calvin. It's not a silly game. It's got a silly name. Because at no point do I know anyone who plays pickles, who eat pickles during it. Like there's no connection.
There's no pickle relation.
Exactly. So kids playing in a gym class, older people playing it. I know some people who get a little maybe too competitive about it, but that's fine. They're having fun.
There's like always those people.
Like I said, connection, community are key. But this just right here is like someone walked in a three-piece suit with their hair slicked back going, I got something, and you had a cigar sticking out of their mouth. I got something for you. Who wants to come to the pickler? You know, and I'm sure if they're listening now, they're not. If they're listening now, they're like, hey, why are you being so mean? I'm not being mean to you. Get your money, start your businesses. It just feels
so corporate.
Yes.
It's just so corporatized.
Yes.
Michael from Wauwatosa listening on WMDX in Madison. The pickler sounds like a Batman villain.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like in a green suit.
And the Riddler's like, hey, that's my deal.
Matt from Germantown listening here on WAUK. Greg, stop crying.
I'm not crying.
We may just call this segment Small Things That Set Greg Off.
There are a lot of them. Oh, boy. Coconut, let's talk. No, I'm just kidding. Point is, like, look, I want people to play the sport. I want to play the sport, actually. I would love to. I will never play tennis. I'll be terrible at it. But pickleball could be fun.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there are a lot of, and as you said, for older people my age, from what I understand, it's not quite as taxing on your joints and stuff like that. Although a lot of people have gotten injured playing pickleball.
Yeah, because they get a little too into it.
Andrew in Maine on the live stream has some suggestions. Pickle juiced.
That just sounds like something you sell.
The pickle juice
at
league.
The bar inside the pickler.
There's our moneymaker, Greg, right there. We'll make a vodka called pickle juiced.
Great. We'll take the E out the end. It says pickle juice.
Also, Bread and Butter LLC. Would that be better?
Well, first of all, bread and butter pickles are an abomination, so I can't even handle this. It's either dill pickle or nothing, or garlic pickler, but bread and butter pickles are terrible. They're a joke.
Then I don't want to argue with you about sweet gherkins.
That's the same thing, isn't it?
As bread and... No, there's a difference.
What's the difference? I'm interested now.
I think that the sweet gherkins are sweeter than the bread and butter.
Oh, so you're saying they're worse.
Now, I like sweet pickles.
Oh, more for you then.
This is just morphing into a strange conversation.
It's fine. It's fine.
Pickle choices. We're talking about pickleball. In an article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, a corporation called the Pickler Franchise is going to be coming to southeastern Wisconsin. They will have indoor climate-controlled outdoor surfaced courts. Membership model allows members unlimited play, leagues, tournaments, monthly clinics, and nationwide play across Pickler locations. They'll have programs for youth and adults with the goal of becoming professionals.
Oh, boy. No.
In the sport.
There it is. So, okay. First of all, like, this sounds like Planet Fitness, but for pickleball. Like, you have a fee. You have to pay, which is fine. But, like, you can also go to a court right now and play.
Right.
But this, if they're trying to sell a dream that you will become
a professional
pickleball player, which, okay, that's where I kind of have a, like right now, like I don't care the Pickler opens up. I don't like the name. That's the whole conceit of this whole thing, is I don't like the name, but it's that. It's the idea that they might be trying to sell this dream to people and sell them on lessons and promises,
absolutely,
and teams. And
but again, you knew when pickleball started taking off, somebody was going to eyeball it and go, ooh, there's a way that we can jump in this and make money. The Pickler was founded in 2021. It is based in Utah with over 350 locations across the U.S., and they plan to go international. So is pickleball betting far behind?
Oh, I'm sure it happens. Oh, I'm sure it go. Well, don't go. Don't put this in your Google search. I was like, go on any one of those gambling websites. I'm sure you can bet on pickleball
already.
You can bet on anything. You can bet on who's going to win the election. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have a pickleball fantasy team.
You do?
No. Oh, just it's like Calvin threw the wiffle ball up and you just swatted with your little paddle and missed.
Oh, I see it now. I have in my head Calvin's pickleball team. It's like Marge from, you know,
yeah,
from Whitefish Bay, and Betty from Rhinelander.
Oh, Betty from Rhinelander.
Betty from Rhinelander.
Where does she come from?
She's from Rhinelander.
She's everywhere.
They are opening their first Wisconsin, the Pickler location in Green Bay this winter. It'll open at Green Bay's Shops at the Village. The franchise group also includes Mark Tauscher.
Who's that?
Former Green Bay Packer player.
Mark Tauscher?
You don't know who Mark Tauscher is?
No idea.
Well, you're not a football guy.
No, but I usually know the names of all of them just because...
Tausch.
You kind of have to.
Tausch. New facility will be 20,000 square feet, 7 indoor courts, high-quality outdoor-style surfacing, a full pro shop, and private event space. Calvin, as a former pickleballer yourself, what
retired.
Is it,
he's retired.
What's in a pickleball pro shop?
I have no idea. I'd imagine they sell paddles and balls, maybe apparel.
And do you have to wear out? Is there a special pickleballing outfit?
Oh, I'm sure there is, and it ain't cheap.
I honestly have no idea. We played in gym class, so...
You had gym uniforms.
We had gym uniforms.
I'm like, sure...
We just brought our own t-shirts and shorts.
I'm sure whatever is in the pro shop, you have to play plenty of games of skee-ball to get all the tickets you need to buy these prizes. I'm sorry, goods and wares inside the pro shop.
I think pickleball attire might be our moneymaker.
Well, okay, you start with vodka, now you're moving on to clothing.
We're going to be a broad-based pickle company.
You're like a mogul who didn't start, like, what is going on here?
If you play pickleball, we would love to hear from you how you feel about this.
Jane would love to hear from you.
And what do you wear? Is there a uniform to play pickleball?
I will say absolutely, because I once looked at a catalog dedicated to the world of curling, and they sold pants that cost $200.
What was magical about them?
I think they didn't the ice wouldn't affect them, as if you were going down your knee to throw the rock down.
Right.
And I think they were insulated, but still, just wear some long johns.
One more segment to go. This shouldn't be a thing is on the way. Stay with us. You were listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Everybody can play. Well, Jesus standing at the home plate. He's waiting for you there. Your life is a ball game, but you got to play it fair. Oh, you know life is a ball game, but you got to play it fair. Oh, one more time. Life is
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us, call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Going to wrap up our pickleball conversation. Big article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about a pickleball franchise going to be expanding here in Wisconsin. The article by Claire Reed. We'll put it in the show notes. Gary from Sussex on the line. Good morning, Gary. Are you a pickleball player?
Yes. My son has a full pickleball court in his backyard. And so we go up there and play. I never played before, and I played my grandson. And he's only 8 years old, and he can kick the snot out of me. it is a fun sport. It's much easier when you have two-on-two, when you have two people on each side.
Sure.
Because you don't have to run as much.
Sure.
I do play tennis, and it is way easier than tennis. It's funny because the ball is very light, and the ball does weird things as you hit it. Like in tennis, it's more direct, and the ball goes real fast. So, yeah, it's a fun sport. I enjoy it. I think it's good for everybody.
Do you,
young kids.
Do you have to wear a special outfit, Gary?
What I do is I wear my swimming suit and tennis shoes, and that's it. So when I'm done, I just jump in his in-ground pool.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
That sounds like a lovely Sunday.
We're all coming over for games of pickleball and a swim in the pool. Thank you so very much, Gary. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. We had some great texts as well. We have Lama from Madison listening on WMDX. I like the idea of having a few and playing pickleball. Scott from Madison, I'm going to open up a barbecue pickleball place and call it Piggly Pickler or the Pickled Pig.
I like the Pickled Pig.
Pickled Pig?
I like the Pickled Pig. That one, I was saying to Jane during the commercial break, I feel like you go Piggly with anything, you're going to get a letter, cease and desist from a lawyer. Too close to Wiggly.
Oh, yeah. You're probably right. Kirk from Eau Claire. Pickleball could be the next beanbag-turned-cornhole league, which formed the ACL American Cornhole League and has been televised on ESPN.
There is a gentleman right by the studio here in downtown Waukesha, and this is me not making fun of him at all. I respect this hustle. At least two or three times a week when I'm leaving, he's outside of his house practicing cornhole.
Really?
He's by himself. There's no
Must
be in a league. And he's taking it seriously. And I'm like, I respect that.
I can respect that dedication.
Yeah.
All right. It is 11:54. It is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
This shouldn't be a thing. This time, This Shouldn't Be a Thing. A special edition dedicated to Jabba the Musk. What was the particular tweet you saw?
Tweeted by fan of the show, Patton Oswalt. I just made that up myself. It was a snippet of an article that said something. I'll briefify it a little bit. Basically, Jabba the Musk was invited to the Super Bowl as a guest of Rupert Murdoch. That's okay. A pretty big deal.
No kidding.
You know you're going to get good seats. There will definitely be food in that suite. But his eyes were not on the game. He wasn't even schmoozing with people.
Not watching the Super Bowl.
He had his eyes on his phone, specifically on Twitter, because he was upset that a tweet that President Joe Biden put out was getting more views and likes than a tweet that he put out. Now, Elon has more followers than Joe Biden. That made him even more upset.
So Joe Biden's tweet, and Joe Biden has fewer followers, he got more eyeballs on his than Elon, who has more followers, and he didn't like that.
Correct. It was 29 million views to Musk's 8.4 million views.
Okay.
And so this is what, so me, I'm at the Super Bowl with Margaret Murdoch. I'm wondering why. I don't really like the man, but still I'm there. I put my phone away. I watch the game. He doesn't. He leaves the Super Bowl, flies back to San Francisco, and meets with his team to talk about why this is happening.
Why aren't more people liking my tweets?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Why is this happening? I have more followers. Why aren't I getting more views? So this is what they did to appease their little dear leader, Jabba the Musk. They talked to the people in tech. They talked to the engineers. And they changed the algorithm to boost Musk's post, pushing them into users' feeds, whether they follow him or not, in effort to make him feel better and have higher priority over any post. And the best thing about this is the last line of this screenshot that I saw. It says, a man allergic to criticism had bought himself the largest audience in the world and hoped for praise. No wonder he and Trump get along.
Boom.
That is just
sad.
That's pathetic.
That should not be a thing.
No.
That is today's edition of Galvin.
This shouldn't be a thing.
No, it really shouldn't. And I just want to share one more comment about pickleball from Alicia on the live stream. Jane is planning her pickleball empire with vodka and a tire.
It just sounds like you're going to get drunk.
Well, I have to have a plan for when I do finally retire. That's going to be my empire.
You're never retiring.
Always send in your This Shouldn't Be a Thing to Jane Says, JaneSays, at civicmedia.us. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Stay here. News is next, followed by Todd Alba. This is the wonderful and vast Civic Media Radio Network. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will be live from Los Angeles, California. That's right, Los Angeles, getting ready for the Badgers versus USC all the rest of this week. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten opener in SoCal against USC. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.